Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Pub Football Podcast. I am Martin.
I'm Dan.
And in this episode, we are talking Chelsea versus Everton.
No, we're not.
What are we talking about?
Chelsea Watford.
Shit.
You literally got one job.
Hello and welcome to...
No, don't edit that out. Don't edit it. Chelsea Watford, let's go. Jesus.
Right, we're talking Chelsea versus Watford.
That's right, well done. Not Everton. That's coming later.
Arsehole.
Watford started well. Good team. I like what's going on there.
New manager, new start.
Last guy
didn't have a clue, really, did he?
No.
Didn't adjust to English football.
Not quick enough.
Not at all.
But
Marco Silva is very organised, isn't he?
He
saw that with Hull.
Very unlucky. You say unlucky with Hull. It's almost a stepping stone, wasn't it, really? To be fair.
He got his foot in the Premiership door, didn't he, really?
He showed what he's capable of.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
And he could have gone to a host of other clubs, I think, as well.
His name was definitely mentioned with others, yeah.
And now linked with many other jobs as well.
Doesn't surprise me.
It'd be silly to leave where he is, to be honest.
Especially where they've started, I think. Well, this fixture against the champions... Painful to say. Their last run of fixtures, you can't really argue with Watford's credentials, potential.
They were fourth.
Going into this weekend, yeah, they were fourth.
Yeah.
But above Chelsea.
By 2 points.
Stats don't lie, mate.
No, they don't.
It's right there.
No, they don't. But, what was their running like?
Opening game of the season or away at Southampton?
Where Southampton
picked up 2-0 win. That's
good result. Southampton are a good steady team. Again, new manager though, and they new philosophies bedding in. So
yeah,
that's
a good win. Solid win, I think. But a bit of a crash down to earth when you come at home to City and you get dumped 6-0.
Yeah,
there's
back down to earth with a bump,
a big bump.
Was that home or away?
That was at home.
Was it at home?
Yeah. It's harsh. No Premier League team should be conceding that many goals, but...
Everyone who's played City has, pretty much, bar Chelsea.
All right. Calm down. But, City are looking... Oh, do you know what I mean? I fucking hate them.
That's a different episode.
Yeah. I could do an episode on that myself. But then, next game, they've travelled away to Swansea. That's not an easy game.
Clement.
Yeah.
He's started turning around a bit, hasn't he?
He's definitely got it there. He's got the players. I think he's got them playing the way he wants them to play. He's got enough experience, and he's...
His way or Ancelotti's way? Again, a different show.
Yeah, just let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's do one fixture at a time, shall we?
One at a time.
Yeah, but again, they've picked up a 2-1 win away from home.
That's 2 out of 3 then. That's not bad.
And then another away point to West Brom. Any point away at West Brom, I think is a good point.
Draw Masters.
Yeah, first one of the season.
I meant West Brom, not Watford.
Big 2-1 win. For Watford at home to Arsenal. That's
Beat Arsenal
2-1 at home. I think
this is in Arsenal's slumpy period, wasn't it?
Well, this season.
Yeah. So
in general,
season.
Yeah. I think we're doing it well. We're going to have Arsenal later on, but things need to change drastically there. I think
just a little bit. We're going to sound like manager haters.
Oh yeah, he's going to be brilliant. Yeah. If I don't get at least one hate email, I'll be mildly disappointed.
There's going to be quite a few hashtags flying around.
All right, should we move on to the result then for the weekend?
Transfers first.
Oh, you want to have a look at the transfers?
Let's look at Watford's transfers, shall we?
Go on, him.
Right, they brought in Andre Gray from Burnley for 18 million, their club record.
See, that's ridiculous.
18 million for Andre Gray.
You could save yourself 2 million quid and got Chicharito for that.
It's true.
No, it's Chicharito. Fucking hell, people hate me. Will Hughes, football manager icon, mate.
We're still on Andre Gray.
I'm talking about Will Hughes now.
The blonde-eared assassin from Derby.
Yeah. He hasn't really lit it up as well as I thought he would.
This is undisclosed. I don't know how much it...
That's going to have loads of add-ons.
Probably about 8 million or something, do you reckon?
I reckon probably, yeah, that's the first statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Good player. He deserves to be playing in the top division, really, doesn't he?
Oh, well, yeah. Will Hughes. Definitely not before his time. He should have been here probably even last season.
Back to Andre Gray. Don't you think he's worth the 18 million, or do you think he's 18 million because he's English?
Great shout. Again, I think
he done all right last year.
Current climate of it.
Burnley saw goal scorer last year, I believe.
I think he might be right again. In this transfer window, I don't think anything's crazy. It's been slightly ruined, I think,
by the Danny Drinkwater affair.
It's got to be about Chelsea. I was going to go sensible about this, but no. 18 million quid. Would you have paid that 2 seasons ago for him?
No.
Would you pay that last season for him? You wouldn't have paid 18. You'd,
no,
14s, 12, 15s, yeah.
12, something like that, yeah.
It's only because all the other fees have been blown out of the water this year. But that's the times we live in, mate.
The inflation these days, Jesus. Right.
It's bloating. It's the beer.
Marvin Ziegler from Sporting Lisbon, £3 million.
There you go. There's a sensible transfer fee for a club that you think Watford are.
Sporting producer, good players anyway, so I assume he's going to be a good, solid player. I'll have to look him up on Football Manager later.
Hey, Football Manager, don't lie.
Tom Cleverley, undisclosed. I don't think they want to tell anyone what they could pay for him. That's probably why it's undisclosed.
It's probably because he's not worth a lot.
Yep. They're a bit embarrassed by it. That's why they didn't...
I think he's got a bit of an undue justice there. He's...
Will he go to Russia?
Not unless he buys a ticket.
So he's going as a fan. Okay. We've done Will Hughes. Kiko...
Go on. You've got this. Nail it.
Kiko Femenina.
From now, you definitely didn't get that right.
For undisclosed fees.
Again, undisclosed. Why is all this?
Probably a lot of add-ons, like you said.
I was going to say, he ain't going to win Ballon d'Or.
No. David Batchman.
That looks like David Beckham from here.
Batchman from Stoke. Nathan Chabola from Chelsea.
I'll let you take this one, mate.
Well, it was about 6.5 million. We know that one.
Did they pay that much because he's English?
6.5? No, he was at the end of his contract.
Why Chelsea let him go? Why? Oh, no, we're doing Chelsea now because it's not Everton.
No.
Why Chelsea letting all the young talent go?
Not good enough to be in the first team.
They want instant success.
Mm. They're at the club at the top of the league. They need to be winning every single game. Can't take the risks on the youth.
Shocking.
Chabola is a good player, but he's not good enough to be in the Chelsea first 11 week in, week out.
Out of his depth.
Yeah, and a lot of the youngsters in the Chelsea squad want to be playing first team football not ready for it.
Need to be playing first team football.
A lot of them aren't ready for it. Not at the level that Chelsea are playing at anyway. So he pushed his move through and went back to a team that he played in the championship, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he went on loan there.
Sensible move. I know it's got to be hard for the young'uns to say, do you know what, I'm at a big club, but I need to be playing my football. It's one of them. If you want to progress, you're going to have to bite the bullet at times and step down or step across, as it may be.
He got in the last England squad. He didn't play, but he was in this squad. He's played at every single level for England as well.
He's going to have to press on a bit, isn't he? It's a tough one.
Will he go to Russia? I think he might.
I don't think he will.
No?
No.
I think he was injured. That's why he didn't play against Chelsea this weekend.
He's still young enough. I think maybe the next time, maybe the Euros, but I can't see him going to Russia. Yeah.
The next one, I quite like this guy. Only 20 years old. Richard Lee. There you go. I've been practicing his name all day and I'll go cock it up. Richarlison.
Close.
Yeah, totally freaking wrong. 13 million from Fluminense in Brazil.
Again, they produce him.
Good player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
20 years old.
Looks sharp.
Yep.
Like him.
Not scared of Chelsea because he's had a gun in his face a fair few times in Brazil.
Well, we're going to get some serious feedback on the fact that you're pointing guns at people.
I didn't point a gun at him and say that he's scared of Chelsea.
But no, he's Brazilian. They've produced players over the years.
Fearless striker. I can see him being at a bigger club in the Premier League. Possibly next season.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think he's going to have to do something this season first.
I reckon he'd be going for about 35 million. City, United or Chelsea or Arsenal counterparts.
Really?
Yeah, that big.
He's serious?
He's a good player.
Or just to sit on the bench?
No, I think he'd be a starter.
Ahead of Lukaku and Morata. Aguero and Jesus.
He's not a centre forward.
You just said he played up front.
In a three.
Good save. Should play in goal with saves like that, mate. All right, okay.
What's the next one?
Andre Carrillo from Benfica.
You missed. What is his name? The one you missed. What is his name?
Oh.
Please say it. It's not Oreo Cookie before you start saying it.
Oh, I was definitely going to say it's
Orestes.
Oreo Canavec. He's only on loan. He's going back at the end of the season. I hope he has a good one.
And what's the next one? Carrelio from Benfica on loan, isn't he? He's their right back.
Okay.
I believe he got booked in the Chelsea game.
Good start.
For kicking the ball away. Yeah.
Amateur.
Harvey Bradbury on a three from Portsmouth. I'm guessing that's a youngster. And Sam Howell from West Ham.
It's unfortunate. It's another young un.
Players are let go.
No one of great success. No. They haven't really recouped any money there, though, have they?
No, 5.8 million there for Stephen Berghuis.
Went to
Feyenoord. 5.8 million.
Everything else is just...
Yeah, all they've done is spent their television money there, haven't they, really?
Yeah, that's what it's there for, isn't it? Can't argue with them, can't knock them for that.
No.
I'm just going to dive into another Beer 52, I think.
And now we're going to move on to Chelsea.
If we have to.
We're going to move on to Chelsea FC.
Kick us off with your dream team of a fucking excuse.
Right. The first one on the list there is Danny Drinkwater from Leicester. 35 million.
Well overpaid.
Will he go to Russia?
Yes.
He'll go to Russia?
Yes.
You think?
Yeah.
Now he's at Chelsea, he's not at Leicester. Wasn't even in the reckoning for the England.
I think he just adds...
He's been injured, yeah. He's, basically, Chelsea shouldn't have bought him until January.
Well, no, he hasn't played. He's
probably could have gotten cheaper in January as well.
I think, again, it's just a...
Good player, former United player.
He was just unlucky. He come through United at the same time as some of the world's best, I think.
Wasn't he in the same class as Cleverley? Same sort of position as him, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Drinkwater, Cleverley, the same position.
Looking at it now, I'd rather have kept Drinkwater over Cleverley.
Mm.
On hindsight, it's a weird one. But
he went to Leicester on loan or something like that, didn't he? And then just stayed there.
Bollocks. he's 29, is he, Drinkwater? He's pushing on a bit, isn't he?
Latter stages,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's... But
young enough to make an impact.
I think he just... you look at the season he had with Kante at Leicester when they won the league. He was solid, reliable.
It's a logical signing, then, you're saying?
If he gets in the team.
Because that's two signings he's made, that players that link up well with Kante.
I don't see him being a starter.
In and out with Fabregas, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and Bakayoko. You don't pay, do you know what I mean, that 75 million quid between two players, and one of them's going to have to sit on the bench.
We'll go to Bakayoko now then.
Yeah.
So Bakayoko plays with Kante in the French national team.
Yeah. It's...
He links well with Kante, so basically Kante's the...
Lynch.
The anchor, isn't he?
Have that for a word.
Yeah. Right. Lynchpin anchor. So basically they're interchangeable. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, once he's fit, I think he'll give Bakayoko a run for his money. But effectively, you've got 40 million quid sat on the bench. I know you need backup, you need depth and blah, blah, blah.
He's nearly there from what I've read.
Who, Bakayoko?
No, Drinkwater.
Oh, Drinkwater. Okay.
He's nearly there.
That'll make it interesting, see what he does with his selection. But again, as he bought him and paid for him because he's English.
Yeah, they need to keep their quotas up. Now they sold Chibola.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it was keep Chibola or buy Drinkwater. Drink water is not what you're drinking right now.
No, it's 5-point pills. It's bloody lovely. It's very nice. I have a tin.
Got a London Brew.
Yeah. Don't know what that. London Brew, 5-point pills. Crisp, refreshing, unfiltered pills and a lager. Bloody beautiful, that.
Right.
Let's go to the big one, shall we?
Well, no, we go. Stick with Bakayoko.
Okay.
Coming from Monaco. Reason for his move was, well, one, he said he was a Chelsea fan from when he was younger.
I would be a Chelsea fan if they were offering me 80 grand a week.
The players that Chelsea had when he was growing up, he would have been following anyway. A lot of French players in there.
True, yeah.
And he said he didn't feel the love from the Monaco fans like he does from the Chelsea ones right now.
But he has to pay tax over here.
Yeah, tax is an issue.
Yeah, shame.
He's a good player, but he's...
I need to see more of him first.
He's still adapting. I was watching this game... And he wasn't aware of his surroundings a lot of the time. Great, powerful player, pushing forwards. But then sometimes his passes were just not hitting the mark, really.
A bit disjointed.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I need to see more of him before I can call him complete shit.
He's a good player. He's good. More like a patch of Vieira.
Yeah, big claim. Coming from a Chelsea fan about an Arsenal player, but hey-o. Moving on.
Yeah, no, he's like a patch of Vieira for me.
Nice.
Holds it up nice and well, gets forward, powerful on the ball. Like Yaya Toure, actually. More like Yaya Toure than patch of Vieira.
Again, he said, player that I don't really like, so he plays for City. Can't deny it. Buy him a birthday cake, though.
Right. Zappa Costa from Torino, £23 million.
Pretty sure he scored on his debut.
He did, yeah. In the Caribou Cup.
Carrier bag. Brilliant. Yeah,
Caribou Cup.
Again, don't know enough about him.
Wing back, gets forward, come on well in this game.
Okay.
Mm.
Torino. He played in front of Joe R. You've got to be saying decent, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, it's going to be a case of... Victor Moses, first choice right wing back?
Victor Moses, yeah, and then Zappa Costa, interchangeable, really. Moses is out injured now.
Out injured, fair enough. What's
for about
his
a
age?
Month or so.
What's
around the same age.
Yeah.
20s, 26s,
so
something like
it's
that.
It's just a squad thing then.
Yep.
Fair enough. Just adding a bit of depth.
Willy Calabaro.
Pointless.
Goalkeeper on a free. Just sold Begovic for 17 million.
Yeah, all right. For goalkeepers that would have been available, why not? Proving in the Premier League, he's a good shot stopper.
Easy one to slot in, isn't he?
Yeah. He's not a Guardiola keeper,
is he?
He's not going to play football, is he? They need someone...
He's going to be a cup keeper. I think he'll play in the FA Cup, he'll play in the...
I personally don't think...
Moose Cup, whatever it's called.
I don't think they're even going to get that.
No.
Nah, he's all Courtois. He'd be silly not to.
Rudiger?
Yeah.
Roma, 34 million, the German centre back.
Yeah, what I've seen of him, I like him.
He was lucky not to get sent off in this game.
Okay. You watched this one, I didn't see it.
Yeah, lucky not to get sent off. Would have changed the game completely.
Okay. No, he looks strong. He looks it. But I always said this about Kurt Zouma. I like Kurt Zouma. But he let him go to Stoke.
On loan.
How often they come back from loan, though, really?
He will. He's only 23, isn't he? 21?
Yeah, he's early 20s.
Yeah. He'd be at Russia.
But, yeah, very similar players, though. That's the only thing. All right, building for the future. Cahill's not going to be there too much longer.
No, 31-year-old, just become captain. He's going to lose his legs by the end of the season, I think. He's acting a lot like John Terry, though, Cahill.
Yeah, he's taken on the mantle.
Bandages around the heads.
Yeah, he's taken on the mantle. Again, I would feel a bit shaky with him being first choice for Russia, but at the same time, it's not a lot of options left.
But Gary Cahill being first choice centre-back.
Yeah, I don't...
I think they should
I've got my doubts with him.
Duncan, being from Brighton.
Brilliant. Moving on.
Ethan Ampadu, 17-year-old from Exeter City.
Take it away.
He's been on the bench every single game that I've seen. Not come on, though.
There you go. There's my point.
He's on the Caribou Cup. He's a guest appearance on that. Come on, done well. Good appearance for himself. Very much like a Ruud Gullit sort of player. Quite like him. 17 years old in the first team.
Needs to be.
Yeah. Bargain. Free transfer.
Needs his chances to prove himself.
Now the big one. Morata from Real Madrid, £17 million.
The smokescreen of United.
Why does he say that?
Because we got Lukaku, we got a better deal out of it.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Up until about 2 weeks ago, Lukaku was amazing.
I think you had an easier run in.
Oh, all right. Let's get a bit cheeky.
Morata's done well, though. This is his first season in the Premier League.
Yeah, no, he has looked good. Same age as Lukaku.
He's not physical like Costa and like Lukaku, but he...
still puts himself about.
And he can hold the ball up, though.
No, I've been impressed. Even physically in the air, he seems very demanding, very powerful in the air against big, strong centre-halves.
And he's bagged a few this year as well, and he's about seven.
He's well on his way. He's definitely got his account open.
Taken off in this game though, it was the wrong game for him. Watford were overpowered him a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
He was going down. He's complaining too much that he was getting knocked down and stuff like that.
I think that's a big difference between other leagues and our league. It's
he was playing the La Liga card for me.
The whole
go down, ref's gonna blow and say you okay.
I've got the Ronaldo behind me. You're gonna give me what I want.
Yeah.
Okay, what Chelsea let go then? That's what they bought in.
Cuadrado, £17.3 million to Juventus.
I personally think he would have made a decent right wing back.
Yeah, he would have.
I think that would have suited him down to the ground.
I think that was a done deal a couple of years ago. That one.
Yeah.
All right. He done well in Juve and he had a good
season for him. Yeah.
Atuzu to Newcastle, £6.2 million. He was on loan there last year. Done well. Again, a player that Chelsea bought and never used.
Yeah.
Begovic, I think that was £17.5 million.
It was a lot of money.
17, that's a lot. But he's only 28, 29.
Begovic. He's a good goalkeeper. Do you know what I mean?
He's a number one. He's not a...
He's not a
Courtois deputy, is he?
No, he's not a Caballero, is he? He's definitely a number one choice for a mid-table, lower-table team.
Dominic Solanke, that was a tribunal fee. So basically, it was for free.
Again, it's...
That was the youth thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's another... Not giving the youth the opportunity, but he's gone on. He's taking his chances well at Liverpool, I think.
I think he may have been on the bench for Chelsea, though, if he'd stayed.
You haven't got much depth in the old attacking division, have you?
No, but he's getting games at Liverpool.
That's the main thing.
And he's popping up with some goals as well.
He's had it for you.
John Terry to Aston Villa.
That's before time, mate.
That was the... he lost his legs in the Premier League. He knew he had to move down the divisions. Not many players do that. They feel Alan Shearer said, didn't he? He said when he retires, he doesn't want to go down the divisions because he's doing his career an injustice by doing that. John Terry's doing it for experience, I feel. I think that's where...
I think John Terry could have probably done it last season.
What, retired?
Yeah. I think he probably should have. You could see he was leggy. Even going to... I don't think he should have gone to the Championship. He should have just gone out winning the Premier League on a high and probably just left it there. I don't see Villa coming up this season. I don't... Do you know what I mean? That would be the fairy tale for him, but...
Experience for him, though, isn't it? Because I'm guessing his next move will be into management.
It's a good possibility, yeah. I mean, he's good. He's good friends with Brucey, and he plays a bit of golf with him. I think that's probably got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, it's a work experience.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, at an old age.
Bertrand Touré. Now, I got annoyed about this one. He done really well at Ajax. He gave Man United the run for their money in the UEFA
Cup final. Cup final, yeah.
Cracking player. I thought he would have been ideal to be playing up top this year.
But
sold
again,
into Lyon for 8.8 million. Costa was going. Why not have him up there? Aggressive forward.
Yeah.
Unless they thought we had one similar in Tammy Abraham.
But again, you let him go as well.
He's on loan, yeah.
I
like Bertrand Touré. I think he's a cracking player.
It's
wasted in the League One.
Yeah, it's difficult. We can't comment because we don't know the insides and the outsides of it. But like you say, it's a weird one because you surely should be building something for the future.
Nathan Ake, 25 million, 20 million to Bournemouth.
That's back
to the loan club. I wouldn't have let him go.
No.
He's a good player.
I think he's been found out a couple of times at Bournemouth, but...
He's not a specialist in one position.
No. If he could nail down a regular spot, I think it would probably make a difference to his game.
I think he's too flimsy at centre-back and not quick enough for wing-back.
It's a tough
one. That's his problem.
Playing him in goal.
That's his issue. That's probably why he was let go, because he hasn't got a position.
That's £20 million that you didn't have then.
Yeah.
Straight in Roman's pocket. Lovely jubbly.
Tammy Abraham on loan to Swansea.
This bloke has impressed me this season.
He's their marquee player at Swansea, isn't he?
Without doubt. Do you know what? I'll throw it out there and I'll chuck him as an outsider for Russia if he keeps going the way he is.
Definitely. Definitely. Deputised for old Harry.
Yeah, I mean, I think your shoe-ins for Russia will be your Canes, your Rashfords. You look outside that, there ain't too many players that are scoring goals.
Rashford on the left, Abraham in the centre.
Why not?
Good, good team for the future, isn't it, really?
Yeah, oh, definitely, without a doubt. Without that, you're looking at your Vardys, who ain't really done a lot this season. Defoe, far too old for me to go to Russia. No, I like him. He has taken leaps and bounds for progressing his career. Nice.
Loftus-Cheek to Crystal Palace on loan. Again, another on loan. He needed the experience, really.
Two seasons too late.
You should have gone a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah. I won't forget watching an interview on Sky Sports that they asked him. They said, "Oh, do you think if you had gone on loan earlier, you would have been in the same position as Dele Alli is now?" And his face told a thousand stories.
Same age, isn't he?
Yeah, same age as Dele Alli. He's taken the opportunity of both hands, whereas Loftus-Cheek's gone, no, I'm a Chelsea player. Still believes that. And unfortunately for the lad, I don't think he's going to be good enough to play for Chelsea.
He's a Chelsea fan, I think, as well. So
it's a boyhood dream, but yeah, at the same time, he's got to be realistic.
Right, the next one, Chibola. We spoke about him in the last episode. Again, I think it was after the Solinke saga, when Solinke just come back from the World Cup after winning it and pushed his move through.
Yeah.
And I think it convinced Tshabola to do exactly the same.
I think it's a bit of an exodus. When you see it on paper like that, and it all in front of us as it is, it's a shame that you do see... Wow, that went everywhere. It just seems a bit of an exodus of young talent. They draw them in, and then... I don't want to say false promises or all that lot, and then they bring in the multi-million pound signings and don't ever give them a look in. But
this is why Huddersfield shut down their academy as well, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. The next one is loads. Obviously, Chelsea release loads of players each year. You're talking 30, 40 players each year.
Shall I tell you the worst one that you let go? Nemanja Matic. Easily.
That's at the bottom of the list. We get to that one in a bit.
I don't care. That is the...
So the next one.
Silliest selling you'll ever see.
Right, okay, we do that one. Matic, 40 million to Manchester United.
Bargain.
40 million.
He is two signings in one. He has not only bought himself to United, but he's also freed up Paul Pogba until he went and hurt himself.
So he's freed him up to hurt himself.
Pretty much, yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
So what a twat.
40 million well spent.
Before that, Pogba looked like Pogba of Juventus because he didn't have to worry about sitting and holding in midfield.
Or Pogba we saw in the under-15s when we went up to, what's that, cup final?
It was. That was a long time ago.
He was about 12 then, wasn't he?
He was still huge. But no, in all honesty, mate, Matic, I watched him pre-season. I've watched him at the start of this season. He doesn't do anything flash. He does everything with absolute precision. He just frees up that midfield, and then Pogba can pick it up, spread 60-yard balls like Scholes used to do. It's a joy to watch.
He's a bit of a bastard for leaving, though, to be honest.
Give a shit.
He's followed his manager, and that's all he's done.
He's at the pinnacle of his career. Statement, unquote.
He won the league with Chelsea, and then, you know, he's won it. Move on. Followed the guy that he likes working with. Why not?
Go on. If you get on with someone, go on with him.
Yeah.
It's probably why I've stuck with you for 20 years.
All right, that's a different episode. I'm going into it here. Kurt Zouma to Stoke on loan.
I like him.
Cracking centre-back, but then he went and goes and broke his leg, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a tough break. But, he's young. It's a Luke Shaw scenario, but I do rate him. I like him. I like him a lot. I don't know if that's from a football manager persuasion, but... Kurt Zouma, he's always been a name mentioned.
The game Chelsea signed him was after he broke someone's leg in the French league.
Oh.
He got a six-match ban or something.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. He's only young.
MMA style.
Yeah,
fantastic.
You can let him go for that, but...
All right.
He's a big lad for his age.
Oh, yeah, he's a stocky bloke. He's solid, mate.
And
he's
probably right to go to Stoke, but then he goes to Stoke and he gets injured again. He's only just back in the team. He played in this fixture this weekend, but he will learn a lot, I think, starting alongside Shawcross.
I think Shawcross can... Yeah, I think he can probably... He's not the greatest centre-half to play football next to, but... At the same time, I think you can teach him about the league. Stoke have been there for long enough. Shawcross has been around long enough.
They were good defensively. I think that's probably why they let him go there, but they're not now.
By the by.
Izzy Brown to... he didn't go to Brighton. He went to... he did go to Brighton. He was at Huddersfield last year, went up with them, and now he's at Brighton.
Okay.
He stayed on. He didn't leave. Really good on the ball. Quick, agile. Whether he'll get into the Chelsea team, I don't think he will.
So, it's a common theme, mate, that these youngins ain't gonna. They just don't cut it. They keep them from an early age. Keep them from an early age, and then seem to get rid of them when they get to about 18, 19.
The list has got loads of cracking players on there, but the last one I talk about is Loic Remy.
Okay.
He left. Yeah. He went to Las Palmas.
Silly. I don't know, man. That's a weird one.
He hasn't had a good Premier League career, is he, to be honest?
It's been hit and miss, isn't it?
Too many injuries.
Hits the target and he misses the target.
Too many injuries.
It's
I think he could have made another go at Chelsea, but
he had the potential, didn't he? He's all his the stats and the figures are sort of there, but it just doesn't kind of cut the last bit. It's unfortunate.
All right, now the game itself finished Chelsea 4, Watford 2.
Flattering. Now, lucky.
Lucky was
all of the above.
An understatement, because it was, well, Chelsea took the lead. Cracking goal from Pedro.
Yeah, great opener.
From a non-corner that should never have been a corner. No. Come off the heels of Hazard.
Hazard, yeah, played the referee well.
Short corner taken. Hazard passes it across to Pedro, who dinks it, well, whips first it. Time.
Yeah.
Straight far across post. The front of the goal.
Yeah.
To the far post, off the far post. And
in off the in. Post. Nice goal.
Cracking goal.
Great technique. Can't argue it. Pedro, great signing. Linked with United last summer.
Then, all of a sudden, Watford score. And that's it. Game change, isn't it?
Yeah. They had a hatful of opportunities, mate. They really should have probably...
Should have been about 5-1, shouldn't it, the score, Watford?
Oh, they could have been done and gone by the hour mark easily.
The moment for me I wrote down that changed the game was when... How do you pronounce his name? Pereira. He got injured in the 63rd minute.
Oh, right. And yeah, no, he's a big player for them. Yeah, I like him.
He was their creative outlet in the middle.
He was. Well, he put 2-1 up.
Yeah,
he good goal. He's been consistent all season. He's almost kind of their go to man, their marquee man.
He's but, their Hazard, isn't he?
Yeah, but it,
he come off and the game changed.
It did.
And then every substitution Chelsea made, it created a goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think Batshuayi's had a bit of hard press, to be fair. I think he's a good finisher. Young, talented.
Expected to be the next Drogba when he coming from France.
See, this is harsh. I think it's always hard putting it on a young lad. Oh, he's going to be the next. He's going to be the next. Do you know what I mean? They shouldn't be putting pressure on lads like that. I think that's a bit unfair.
Good goal from him, though.
Yeah, he grabbed himself a couple, didn't he? 95th minute, got his second. Just a bit of a determination.
Bakayoko, when he jumps up for a clearance, headed the ball back over the defender.
That's it.
That's why I took it down and knocked it past the Gomez.
Lifted it over Gomez. He made a couple of good saves in that game as well. But
shouldn't have been 4-2, the final score, though.
Nah, not at all. That could have easily finished 5-5.
Should have been reversed, that.
No, Watford have definitely a hatful of opportunities to take that by the scruff of the neck.
Zappa Costa come on as well, looked lively when he come on. Not the ball to Willian, who crossed it in for Dave or Azpilicueta.
Everyone loves Dave.
Head the ball in quite eloquently.
Yeah, it was a good finish.
Great goal.
Feel a bit...
And after Chelsea's midweek 3-3 draw with Roma and losing to... Crystal Palace the week before.
Oh yeah, we're not going to mention that one, are we? Yeah.
So the Chelsea's results then.
Mixed bag.
Started with Burnley at home.
Great result that was, I thought.
3-2 loss.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, 2 sending offs. Comparing that to last season, Chelsea had no injuries and they had no sending offs. So... Already, different season, really.
Different mentality. Maybe underestimate them slightly. I don't think you can underestimate a Burnley team. Sort of, I think they're proven now in the Premier League. They're a decent outfit.
I think they come into the game a bit mentally unstable anyway because of the old Costa drama, which we didn't mention in the transfers.
I don't think it's worth mentioning. I think the bloke's a dick.
What, for leaving?
No, just the way he's gone about it.
Yeah.
If you want to transfer, you want to transfer, but don't go about it like that.
Yeah, I think Chelsea probably handled it correctly at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think they've got money for an idiot. No doubt. Don't get me wrong, he is a great finisher of the ball.
He shouldn't have been allowed to sign for him, no. Really.
I wouldn't have let him.
No.
He's gone on strike and got what he wanted.
Yep.
Sounds like get a well. Union involved. It wouldn't happen.
Who did Chelsea have second?
Second, I don't know, but they won against Leicester away.
That was the second game of the season.
Was it?
Was it?
Okay, I've missed that one then. That's a lucky guess. No, they've won away at Leicester. They picked up 3 points.
2-1 win?
Yeah.
Yeah, coming from behind.
Standard. It's yeah. Previous champions versus champions. Done.
2-1. Move yep. on. Next one.
Arsenal at home. My God, what a boring game that was. Am I right in thinking the exciting bit with that was David Luiz getting sent off?
Yeah.
When it's a highlight in the 80-odd minute that a bloke gets sent off, it says a lot, doesn't it?
And it finished.
0-0.
0-0.
What a cracker.
Yeah, that sounds like Liverpool Man United.
Stoke away. It's never easy. No one likes a rainy night in Stoke.
No. Stoke thinking they're being tough. They're a bit of a bogey team for Chelsea.
Yeah, not this
stuffing
night.
Stuffing them
4-0.
Yeah. Yeah, good result. But looking at the way Stoke are playing, I think that's probably they got away with that lightly.
Yeah, why not? We'll dive straight into a home fixture against Man City.
Yeah, 1-0 loss.
Yeah, you were shit. Watched it on the telly that night.
I missed that one. Guardiola got it right.
Yeah, I think tactically he dominated. He just
held back and then took his chances.
He had to do what he had to do. Done all right. I think he's shown more of his colours, Guardiola, this season than he has last season.
He's happy.
Sort of stepped up. Yeah, he's got what he's wanted.
Isn't he? Yeah, it's his team. It's not.
Can't dress himself very well, but yeah, no, he's getting the players to do what he wants them to do. And then we go on to the big result. Giving Palace 3 points.
Yeah, bad result.
Not if you're a Palace fan.
No. Chelsea scored two of those goals.
Yeah, ironically.
Aspilicueta's own goal. So they're Palace's first goal of the season.
Of the season, yeah.
Come from Aspilicueta.
Yeah, Dave. Good old
Followed
Dave.
Followed by Zaha. Zaha returned, though, from injury. I think... After an international break and everything like that, like I said, I wanted to put money on that.
I think that's a big boost for Palace getting Zaha back, but we'll go on to him later on.
And then 3-3 against Roma. Yeah. You missed the Atletico Madrid game, which was hailed a fantastic game.
Was it?
Yeah, 2-1. Great game.
How's that for a sound effect? No, Roma, yeah, Champions League. All English clubs doing well in Champions League, I think.
It's been a straightforward qualification, really. Chelsea, Korobag.
Bollocks again.
Korobag, Roma, Atletico Madrid. It's been straightforward. Although De Zecco coming back.
Dzeko looked good. Great finish.
City should never let him go, to be honest.
I beg to differ on that. I always think
he's a cracking player.
He offers something different, but he hasn't been.
Always thought Chelsea should have bought him.
He's Roma's top goal scorer for the last two seasons.
Yep, cracking player.
He scored some good goals, scored important goals. There you go.
Yeah, that's Chelsea summed up in a nutshell, really. And now they're up to the dizzy heights of fourth.
Yeah, so you're going season by season, going shit, and then going to win it.
Yeah, it was this time last year, wasn't it? They went on a 13-game unbeaten run. But then look at the teams above them this year, it isn't going to be as easy.
Chucked a lot of money in it.
United are a different animal, and so are City. Tottenham. Well, Tottenham have just started to come alive again, ain't they, really? Although
they were applying pressure.
Pressure.
I have the bottle opener, please, sir. Yeah. So, Chelsea Watford.
Yeah, 4-2.
No surprises.
Well-deserved Chelsea victory.
Well-deserved, I think. Watford should have taken their chances.
Watford's manager, Marco Silva, can be disappointed with that result, to be honest.
I think
he deserved a lot more out of it.
I definitely don't think he'll be there at the end of the season.
He's got a cracking team, and I think he'll be a fool to leave.
Yeah, big future. Season.
All right. That was episode 3 of the Pub Football Podcast. And in the next episode, we'll be talking about Swansea versus Leicester City. Leicester, are they managerless?
They currently are.
They are. Okay, join us soon then.